spirits, mysteries, the unexplained. 36 years ago, perhaps on this very day, final VFX shots were being composed for Ghost. You're listening to Everything to Ghost. I'm your host, Bryce Salad, and with me as always, Brent Sticks. Brent, it's a ghost of the morning to you.
And a real spirit of a time to you. What was your name?
Bryce. Bryce Salad.
Of course. Bryce Salad and Brent Sticks is, of course. I'm Brent Sticks and you're Bryce Salad. Unlimited Pasta is out on maternity leave.
Yes. Our producer. So we have to do it ourselves. So this episode might be a little bit rough. We are, of course, a new podcast going through an investigating ghost.
Yep. And not at all two people, one of whom has decided that we will be acting in full kayfabe mode for the next hour of our lives.
I don't know if that were true. I don't know if that person would expect it for an entire hour.
It seems like it was established with a strong premise and character names, so it sure feels like it's going to be at least the first 15 minutes.
Well, one of the things that we learn in studying ghost and being ghost hunters, as it were, is that feelings can be deceiving.
And Bryce, when you say ghost hunters, you mean the 1990 supernatural romantic comedy Ghost, and more specifically, entries on the 33-page strong wiki for this 1990 film, yes?
That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah, that's kind of where Bryce and me, Brent, do our paranormal investigations.
When we decided to start hunting Ghost and learning about Ghost, we figured the wiki was the best place to learn about Ghost.
And we skipped right past the wiki for Ghosts of Tsushima, for the band Ghost, which apparently has an extremely elaborate mythology that I definitely didn't fall down a hole on last night, or even just the actual wiki for actual ghosts, all of which, I will tell you, were much easier to Google than the 33-page wiki that someone put together for the movie Ghost from 1990. Yes.
Brent.
Bryce.
As you know, those are areas of ghosts that are very, very well established in podcast.
Can we talk about the utility of the phrase, as you know?
Sure.
It's a violent phrase.
Yeah?
It's such a rough way of saying, get on this particular little bus with me.
It's the kind of gun I like to pull.
Sure.
As opposed to a real gun. Because as we found out in researching other podcast and ghost hunting shows that talk about ghost, they deal with murders. They deal with the band. They deal with arcades. They deal with Pac-Man. We had to find a way to hunt a ghost that had not been done yet.
Yeah.
I only pull the as you know gun, as you know.
Yeah. Some people, you know, they get like EVP recordings and or like listen for like back masking stuff or go looking for hot or cold spots in houses where murders have happened. We do our hunting on the wiki for the 1990 film Ghost, which starred, as far as I know, Angelina Estrada and Phil Leeds.
Yes. Now, this is the only way you've learned about Ghost. Does that remain correct, as you know?
Yeah. As I know, yes. Only the four wiki... I will tell you, I got a little big for my britches, Bryce. Am I Bryce or are you Bryce? You're Bryce?
You're Brent. Brent Sticks.
Of course I am. And Zopa Toscana is also out on assignment.
That's a colorful janitor who sings songs about pizza while cleaning up after our ghost hunting gear, by which we mean the computer.
Oh, pepperoni, put
now, Bryce,
some pineapple on me.
I read somewhere on internet that you had turned off your Discord singing filter, but it does not seem to have worked.
That's great. That's great. That's good for you, I think.
I was actually looking forward to hearing your dulcet tones. And also, I don't actually know if Zupa Descana is here cleaning up after us because I've got the filter on.
Yeah, I did after having a conversation with Unlimited Pasta, turn off the noise suppression on Discord, but it doesn't appear to have helped in terms of transmitting my beautiful dulcet. I was doing my impression of Zupa Descana, our podcast janitor who sings Italian opera parody songs about pizza.
About pizza, yeah. One of the things I like about our Italian podcast janitor, Zupa Descana, is he has a good sense of humor about his heritage, and it's always okay to invoke it and make fun of him and sing as him.
It seems he's much safer than many other heritages we could make fun of, certainly.
Well, we got in trouble when we did with Unlimited Pasta. Like, you wouldn't expect so, but not Italian. And we got in big trouble.
Yeah, Sicilian. Very specifically, yes. Sicilian. Very mad. Very mad when suggested to be Italian.
And the thing that we learned, since we're all about learning as ghost hunters, is that there are some kind of racisms that are pretty bad because they make people mad. And other ones that don't make people mad that aren't as bad.
You know a racism is bad if after you do it, someone, I was going to say yells at you, but honestly just tries to have a frank conversation about how you made them feel, which makes you uncomfortable, which it feels weird that them making you uncomfortable is somehow not as bad as you making them uncomfortable with your what you thought was fine racism.
Well, it's happening to you.
Sorry. You know? That really got me.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's one of the things we learned as ghost hunters.
As I was saying, Bryce, I got a little silly last night, and I did click some of the links on these pages to, for instance, the character that the person is playing in the movie to try to understand a little more context.
Now, I watch Ghost, since we started this podcast, I watch Ghost every, I'm going to say 40 years or so. I didn't start 40 years ago. It's sometime within that span, but I'm coming up on my anniversary.
Because we have adopted a classic podcast duality of the expert and the shithead.
Yes, we don't swear on this podcast. Hold up.
I was using a term of art.
Okay, I was gonna say because we don't have Unlimited Pasta to edit this. She's really good at it. Like her kind is.
But we got divorced, so.
Yeah, it was a done deal. They no longer had that promotion.
It was an unamicable split.
Yes,
that was the legal terming.
Yeah, sometimes you have to get the divorce, as they say, or as our janitor might say.
One time, I tried to hum a little song about calzones to him, and that's what this scar is.
Yeah, it's very tricky. Yeah. So, you know, so you've never seen this film, and I think that would be the first place to go for ghost hunting.
I'm only, because we said we were starting with the wiki.
Well, if you're not going to do any ghost hunting in your spare time, I understand. You don't have to work when you're not on the clock. For me, it is a hobby and a job.
That sounds fucking exhausting. Sorry, term
it's
of art.
It's one of the most exhausting existences you can have.
Term of art. Exhausting is a term of art.
Yeah. As long as it's a term of art, it's okay. Just make sure we put in the term of art bleep.
I'll let Unlimited Pasta know, but I don't think it's going to happen, bud.
She's on sabbatical.
Maternity leave.
Yeah. Oh, a sabbatical. Well, baby sabbatical.
I don't think she had a kid. I don't think she and that new guy are doing that.
We can't, but because of all the Sicilian songs we were singing, we can't get into it.
He's not Sicilian. I've only met him like five times, four that he knows about, and he's not Sicilian.
Well, she told me. It was the first thing she told me about him.
She still talks to you?
She still talks to me. She's catfishing me on internet.
Okay.
I think it's her.
Oh, you've been talking to Pasta Fajul.
I have been talking to Pasta Visual on Tinder, and I think you know, I swiped it to Polly, you know, because on the ghost hunting, on Everything to Ghost, we believe that love is love, and you can love as many people as you like.
I have it set to that because I think most ghosts are Polly.
I think that almost every ghost is Polly. We're not to that wiki entry yet, but I think so too. Regardless of which, I was talking to this broad, and she was a Sicilian, which you know, daddy likey. And the
Bryce, you're taking a turn, Bryce. I feel like you're taking a turn into some. Developing new lore.
I got a little bit excited there because we were talking about Pasta Fajoule.
Do you know? You know how I knew you were getting excited?
How is that?
It was the phrase "daddy likey."
Yeah.
That's
it's a term of art.
It is a term of art, but it is one that lets you know a lot about the status of the person terming of arting's penis.
As you know, I just get really hopped up when it comes to Sicilians. But they both have to be Sicilian or no deal for me, or we're not making a combo meal.
Who's both in this situation?
It's the alias of Unlimited Pasta.
Who's not Sicilian.
She's Sicilian. Her husband is not Sicilian.
They're not married. It's like a common law thing, okay? They're not married because I didn't actually sign the papers. So legally, they're not married.
I'm working through somebody's ghosted-esque Tinder profile. And I'm not getting
complete information.
I don't
know if this is coming through on the Discord filter, but I just gave you a nice little round of applause for that ghosted.
I appreciate that.
On account of how punny it was.
It was pretty punny. My point just being that I'm getting incorrect information from Tinder and they should make that illegal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm not on any of the apps. I prefer to meet people at libraries.
Oh, good place to find copies of Ghost on
DVD.
Or
Makerspaces.
Not as good a place to find a copy of Ghost on DVD, but still.
I'm saying libraries are good places to find Makerspaces.
Oh, that is true. Yeah. And those study carols. It's the number one place to find a study carol.
Been 3D printing a lot of things lately.
Hmm. Yeah. What have you been, is it time for our famous segment, what you've been printing on?
It's not, because I don't want you to worry about it. Who's Angelina Estrada? Bryce.
Angelina Estrada is an actor, actress. Sadly,
use actor or actress? Do you prefer to use the global actor for all performers, or do you think it's good to use gendered language?
I'm actually trying to move into using acty.
I use performer. I use
performer
a lot.
There we go.
Nice
gender
neutral performer. It's actually performatrix.
She's a performatrix. Sadly dead. Died August 5th.
I don't find it sad.
It was about a week before my birthday. I think that's kind of tragic.
Yeah, where are you even getting her death date? Did you do outside research? Oh, no, there we go.
No.
There we go. August 5th.
There's only 30 words on this page. Brent.
Yeah, but some of them are over in a little segment under a picture of Angelina Estrada in Ghost.
That's true. What a beautiful smile. This actress, because we're not talking about the character, we're not talking about Rosa Santiago, the actress. Also in Up in Smoke and Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, presented in non-chronological order. And she died in Vegas. Who dies in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Permanently, forever.
Yeah.
There's Ghost right there. Bryce, how many
Vegas probably has a lot of ghosts.
It probably does. How many Olive Gardens do you think there are right now? I might have been looking up
for
Olive Gardens for no particular reason involving trying to come up with more character names.
Sure. 9,000.
You're about an order of magnitude off.
Wow.
Bryce. It's about 950.
Okay. So I think it was going to be 900,000.
Yeah.
90,000.
They're like Starbucks. Gosh. They're on every street corner.
Yeah. Well, one of the strategies for an Olive Garden is to start an Olive Garden right across the street from an existing Olive Garden.
Bryce, we cannot under any circumstance. I actually have a restraining order against me from Lewis Black, so we can't do anything that even resembles any of his famous stand-up bits. Like, if you try to talk to me about that year you went to college because of your horse.
Yeah. I didn't realize Lewis Black had more than one famous stand-up bit.
You know, I know a guy who saw Lewis Black live.
Weird.
It was why? It was a Comedy Central stand-up tour that was Lewis Black and Dave Attell.
Okay.
Neither of whom.
Is this Big ZD? You talked about Big ZD before. Is this Big ZD?
It's actually Little ZD, his tumor.
Oh, Little ZD. Well, where Big ZD goes, Little ZD follows.
Yeah, but you know how it is. Only one of them's allowed control of the brain at any given time. Big ZD is just, I don't get to use this word very often. He lolls.
Yeah.
Not laugh out loud, but lolling in the sense of kind of having your tongue hanging out with your head to the side.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Like some of the ghosts in Super Mario Brothers world. The tongue ones, not the normal booze.
I'm not familiar. Is that good?
There's a new ghost they added at some point. It's not good. There's one that has its tongue sticking out, and it's like, why does a ghost need a tongue?
Why do ghosts care about Mario?
Ghosts care about us a lot. One of the things that we learned about through researching the movie Ghost is that there might be apparition-like copies of the DVD around us all the time.
Yeah, just trying to guide us towards the right activities, or trying to get me to watch it, which I will not do.
I've
never seen Ghost.
Yeah, you shouldn't. And one of the things, as you know, on this show, we cover four subjects per episode.
Sure.
Your thoughts on Phil Leeds?
That's what the time is now? In terms of... Jesus, really?
Really.
Really? Jesus Christ, how?
Time flies when you're having a pasta party on Everything to Ghost. Of course, I'm Bryce Salad, and with me as always is Brent Styx, and today we're talking about Phil Leeds.
Our
producer. Sadly.
Yeah, Phil. Yeah, still no unlimited pasta.
Or our producer's common-law, non-Sicilian husband.
Unnamed as of yet in our canon.
Yeah. I might be getting a lie from the Tinder app.
Oh, what name are they using? Because obviously Pasta Fajoule is the name they are using on the apps to catfish you. But what are they saying the name of their partner that they're trying to DTF St. Louis with you is?
I think that they're trying to swerve me because it's Euro Mike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's his real name. I hate him so fucking much. Term of art.
And we can all agree that Greek people and Italian people have some things in common. As you know,
Phil Leeds, Brent, is...
You tell me more about Phil Leeds.
Phil Leeds was a veteran actor. You've certainly seen him on a TV show at some point. If you watched a lot of Night Court or Ally McBeal, as Big ZD did as a child. Mm-hmm. So Big ZD, he didn't give two shits about Dave Attell or Lewis Black, to be clear. He was not excited to see either of those guys do stand-up.
The angry white guy comedy tour.
Admittedly, two different, very different flavors of angry white guy.
That's true.
Even though he had previously owned Lewis Black's memoir on CD.
Was Big ZD just into white guys yelling at him? Like between that and like Dennis Leary asshole song and stuff, like that kind of, I'm telling it like it is. I'm an asshole and I yell at the audience.
Big ZD liked The Daily Show. Everybody liked The Daily Show.
Daily Show was pretty good. It wasn't as good as the soup of The Daily Show at Olive Garden, but.
The real thing is that Big ZD loved the 818.54 category on the Dewey Decimal System.
Sure.
Which is, nonfiction books by comedians.
The best section of any bookstore.
It's where all the Dave Barry books are.
It is where all the Dave Barry books are. It's where Bossy Pants is.
Mm-hmm.
It's where Coupling by Paul Reiser is.
Yeah. Sign Language.
Yep. Parenthood. Sign Language, sure.
Also newspaper columnists. It's the humorist category. So you get a lot of, like, so Dave Barry, Lewis Griswold, or Irma Bombeck. Big ZD read a lot of Irma Bombeck collections as a kid.
And sometimes you get some Sarah Vowell in there, you know, but sometimes she'll be in more of a less humorous section.
Over in like a history section, sure.
Yeah, in a history section, because a little bit smarter than some of the folk. You also get a lot of Uncle John's Bathroom Reader.
Yeah, Big ZD never did the Uncle John's Bathroom Reader stuff, but...
Big ZD's not as into factoids.
He likes having them. He doesn't like getting them from other people.
This makes me think, can we get Big ZD on the show at some point? Because I've heard so much about Big ZD and Little ZD. Have they seen Ghost?
Yeah. When they were a kid, they saw Ghost. Yeah. The problem is that Big ZD has the thickest stutter you'll ever hear in your entire life.
Okay. That could be problematic.
For a podcast, yeah. The thing that Big ZD says to me, though, over a fairly long period of time, is that before there were podcasts, if you just wanted to hear funny talking, then an audiobook of an 818.54 book was a pretty good way to get it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But the upshot that at this tour, you know who was not on like most of the posters, but was third billed on this sucker?
I don't.
Mitch Hedberg.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that's how Big ZD saw Mitch Hedberg live.
This is going to sound like, I mean, and you can relay this to Big ZD.
Yeah, of course.
This is going to sound like me, Bryce Allard, is just being contrarian. But I always feel like that comedian's pretty overrated. To get into our real feelings about it, because of course Big ZD's not here. I always feel like that comedian's a little bit overrated. Possibly because I got into, you know, heard about him after the fact. But
I mean, you can make an accusation. And certainly Big ZD would never say this because he's a good person. Yeah, that it's... Okay, yes, that's what I was going to say. That's what I was fucking going to say. Term of art is that, yes, you can suggest that Mitch Hedberg was, in some ways, mining
literally a mine. Copying.
Not literally
line
copying.
Line for line, almost.
Not Stephen line... No, Hedberg had his own perspective from Wright. It was a little less neurotic.
It was a little more stoned. A little bit more stoned, a little squintier, I'd say.
These are things about his appearance. You're not engaging with the material.
His vocal posture has a squint.
Whatever is his big album, like Backyard Grilling Locations or whatever, go listen to it again. Go listen to the one with the bass playing in the background the whole time, Chuck.
Mm.
Don't let me fall into a hole of ill-thought-out material. It's good. Big ZD would say.
Don't term of art me. We have a mission here. We're open.
I know.
Up to
I'm
the
just
spiritual
relaying
side.
What
Mysteries
Big ZD
exist.
Is telling me to say.
Is Big ZD talking to you now?
Raised in the Bronx, he was a peanut vendor for some time near Yankee Stadium.
That's a brutally mean thing to say about this guy.
Manhattan's Polo Grounds.
Yeah. Like, this guy is dead. You don't want to say he was raised in the Bronx as a peanut vendor. We are only doing dead character actors this week so far.
So far, yes. Yeah. You would have seen this guy on Ally McBeal.
Oh, yeah, this guy was on all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he was very...
Car 54, Where Are You?
Mad About You.
The Monkees? Yeah. Mad About... Speaking of couplehood and parenting and such, also died of the big P. That's pneumonia. That's a silent P.
That's a... Yeah. Silent but deadly.
The silent killer. Yeah. Not my my mother, but Sloppy Lasagna, a person I know, their mother died of complications of the big P.
What? I've always wondered what makes that lasagna so sloppy.
I think it's largely grooming, and lack of it.
You know, I find that he has a lot in common with, I slipped on the name for a second, but of course I was thinking about Rustic Moussaka.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, very similar, I find, between lasagna and moussaka. It's almost like those two cultures are functionally the same.
Cultures have some things in common.
A lot of things.
We can't talk about it, but there's a lot of things in common.
That's one of the ones people get mad at you for saying.
People get mad at you for saying it. And it's not
Greek and Italian culture have strong similarities.
Have some things in common. We're not going to say which. Now, this character... actor, of course, we cannot talk about the character they played in the movie.
Absolutely, but not. We can say played Hospital Ghost.
Hospital Ghost, who I found memorable. in my 40-year cicada-like rewatch cycle of the film Ghost and my search for the unexplained, I remember this even before my most recent or my upcoming rewatch.
Yeah, I'm excited for that rewatch. You're going to be insufferable.
We're racing the podcast because we only have 35 entries. So I'm hoping to get that watch in before we end the podcast.
Whoever filled out the wiki page for Phil Leeds made sure we knew A, married to Toby Brandt, and B, she died.
Yeah. It is one of the most common things and common threads among our hunt through the supernatural and what possibly could have happened 36 years ago today, the post VFX production, is that a lot of death in Ghost. They actually call it the Ghost Curse. In that the aging character actors from the movie Ghost have all died.
Yeah.
Since then.
Yeah. And as far as I know, one of the leads.
Yeah. So far.
Yeah.
We're it's countdown. Countdown to Whoopi. You know what that sound is. It's time for our famous weekly segment, Countdown to Whoopi.
One.
When's she gonna go? When's she gonna go?
Zero.
When's she gonna go? When's she gonna go? When's she gonna go? When's she gonna go? Whoopi! When's she gonna go? When's she gonna go? Time for Countdown to Whoopi.
And as I'm required to say every week, I do not endorse the existence of the Countdown to Whoopi segment. It feels mean-spirited.
It's only a matter of time, baby!
I don't endorse that voice at all.
I get excited about our famous countdown. There's two things that excite me. Questionably Sicilian women who are also getting it from a similar culture. And Whoopi going.
Bryce,
Whoopi coming,
I
say, yeah, nice. Whoopi going, I say, oh, nice.
Bryce, have you ever felt as happy as Phil Leeds looks in this picture?
Not even close.
Not even remotely close.
The only time I saw somebody who even approached us was at a Sloppy Lasagna's wedding, and it wasn't this happy.
No. I Big Ziti was also at Sloppy Lasagna's wedding. It was a somewhat muted affair.
Yeah, is not this kind of smile. This isn't the kind of smile you have.
No, that speaks to a real internal joy, like there's a light inside that can't go out.
Yeah, as opposed to the opposite, you know? Which is a light that always goes out, like the Smiths sing about.
You ever
see a light that never comes on?
Did Sloppy Lasagna ever see Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind?
Oh, Sloppy Lasagna saw that several times. That theater troupe came to his hometown, in fact.
Ooh, a touring Too Much trips. Light.
Yeah, and he also went to Chicago several times. Sloppy Lasagna's probably seen that theater troupe maybe four times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so really fun. Cool. Everybody gets a little bit of pizza if they get through all the little plays.
The pizza bit's very funny to me. I still think that's a very funny, or to Sloppy Lasagna.
Sure.
As I've heard about it. I still think, he still thinks that's a funny bit.
It's a funny bit. Rolling the die for the ticket price, even though now I think the base ticket price is like $15 and then you roll the die.
Plus one D. Yeah. They've kind of succumbed to tabletop bloat.
Are they up to a 1D8
still going
now?
Huh?
I have no idea if neither I nor Big Ziti know. Let me check. Too Much Light.
Okay, you texting Ziti?
I'm texting Ziti. Okay, this says still playing today.
Let's go.
Yeah, in Chicago. The show ran 50 weekends of the year through 2016. What? I think Too Much...
That's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Have they succumbed to the Too Much Light curse?
That's like six. Yeah. I think. Okay. So the Neo-Futurists, that's the name of the theater troupe. They are not doing Too Much Light.
No. Not
enough light. Something called the Infinite Wrench, which is Too Much Light. It looks like 30 plays in 60 minutes.
I wonder why they changed that.
It's really easy to speculate and hard to know. And they're still doing it at the theater up on Ashland, like North Ashland Street in Chicago.
That would be such a concentrated nostalgia blast That would be very fun for Sloppy Lasagna. The fandom wiki from which we derive our ghost hunt from is serving me a rotating series of ads about shoulder pain.
I am also getting why your rotator cuff isn't healing. It's not just
87% of shoulder pain is not from tears. Meet the real enemy. You're not sleeping wrong. Meet the real enemy. There's a lot of the real enemy in terms of shoulder pain. And then a chance to get the 250th anniversary flag wreath.
Yeah, I do think maybe... I've got that flag wreath. That is it's really
crazy. It's like an Ouroboros.
It is a bald eagle Ouroboros wreath. It is.
Yeah. A little spot on metaphor there. Visual metaphor.
And also be an offer of a neither left nor right, an unbiased newsletter.
Oh, thank God. Well, we're really unbiased on everything to Ghost. You can't
biased. I don't have a biased bone in my body.
No, you can't be biased if you're investigating the unknown. Because you have to have an open mind about stuff.
Speaking of Bryce, it's time to move on to our next topic.
Yes, the ultimate open mind, Brent. Of course, we are talking about Doctor Who : Quantum Breach Continuum, Refit Assimilation Wars Possessive.
Yes. This is, I promise you, a page on the Ghost Wiki. There is currently no text in this page. You can search for this page title in other pages or search the related logs, but you do not have permission to create this page.
Because I ghost hunt as a hobby. Not just at work, from which we get paid for this enough to hire a janitor. I Googled this.
We both did.
Fucking expense it. I'll send you a check.
Yeah.
I
was trying to have a moment of connection with you, but I seem to have anchored you for stepping on your turf. I heard a tiny moment of genuine anger.
No, that was me acting.
Oh,
there was
you're
that
such
was
a good actor,
acting.
Bryce.
Bryce is a really good actor. Well, I used to be in Too Much Light back in the day. That's how I actually met Sloppy Lasagna.
Yeah, and then you did get cut because you could not jump high enough to pull the things off the line.
I couldn't. Also, I kept eating the pizza before it made it out to the audience.
It was two problems, but the pizza thing I can understand is like a backroom internal, that would really fuck with like the vibe. But I will say, because obviously in Too Much Light makes the baby go blind, now defunct apparently. Although the Infinite Wrench picture, they're doing, it's literally the exact same setup in the same room.
Why is that so irritating to me? I don't know why
did they change the name?
We wasted a lot of time. You know, they only have 60 minutes, and I'd spend a good like 9 minutes trying to get onto one of those plays.
If you've never seen it, they have a clothesline hanging from the ceiling with numbers on it, and then they run to pick a new little improvised play to do. They run and jump and pull one down.
Yes.
And literally every time, it wasn't that you just weren't catching it. It was the full face plant.
Yeah, I fell down a lot, and people thought, When they saw Sloppy Lasagna fall down, they thought
was you, Bryce. This was you doing this, we said.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're a great actor, because you tricked
Thank
me.
You. Sloppy Lasagna saw me doing this. They thought it was part of the play.
Hey,
know?
Bryce.
And
tighten up your fucking cannon.
Hey, I'm...
Term of art.
I tightened up my cannon before we started recording. I always do. They thought it was part of the play, and some of my... co-treaders on the boards also thought it was part. I was like working on something, like working on a play, but honestly, I'm just not good at jumping.
You're really bad at it.
To try to get more height, I turn sideways in the air.
Oh,
I don't know why. I feel like it's going to help. Like I'm going to flap and maybe move higher or like grunt like Yoshi and get a little extra height, and I don't.
Yeah.
And I fall flat on my face, and I got
several
really
times
hurt.
On your
like,
shoulder.
Oh,
several times on your shoulder.
I know. Like a lot of times on my shoulder. And when they say you don't know the real enemy, they meant the floor in the Ashland or Ash Street Theater. There.
I'm pretty sure I saw you try to double jump a couple times.
I thought because it was a play, like if I believed it enough, I might be able to do it. I used to be a dope. I haven't admitted it yet on the show.
But now you hunt ghosts on a wiki.
Yeah, yeah. And for a podcast, an expensive, like a podcast that's making bank. Like how many podcasts can afford a janitor? Not Duckfeed.
What's that?
Huh, it's some shitty podcast network I'd never heard of.
They sound woke.
Yeah, they're woke assholes. When we try to stay, you know, not be biased because we're searching for the unknown,
yeah,
these people don't.
Yeah, also, they're not videoing their podcasts like we are.
No, like, if you're just listening to this, you're not getting the entire experience.
Hey, Bryce.
You're not seeing the smiles we're wearing.
Hey, Bryce, could you ask Sloppy Lasagna if he's ever mm-hmm. considered doing a video element for the shows?
Because
it's so popular and it seems to really make money for people.
Let me text him real quick.
Yeah.
He says that, because of course Sloppy Lasagna is on that shitty podcast network where they're all woke. And they do actually put up videos of it and they get a couple hundred views, but it's just the logo in the background. They never actually.
Well, I think that might be the issue there.
No, I don't think that's the issue. I think that people, it's not a big audience on YouTube Music. It's
you don't,
for people
you don't,
to listen to streaming.
You don't think that if they were filming and then cutting that up into YouTube Shorts, that wouldn't get some traction?
It's hard to say. I know that when I looked at, this is me, Bryce.
Yeah, of course.
Bryce Salad would look at Comedy Bang Bang podcast videos, they did not have as many, did not have tons of views when it was just videos of them recording the podcast.
Well, because it's got to be short. You got to do it as the shorts. No one's watching the full videos. They're watching the shorts.
It might help. It is hard to say.
Those Musaka brothers are really, they do that a lot.
The Musaka, yeah. But they get the twin advantage, like all those Greeks.
We can't, Bryce. There are literal legal documents that say we cannot
Unlimited
talk
pasta,
about how
that,
a lot
God
of Greeks
damn it,
are.
She's not here.
A lot of Greeks are twins, and it's concerning. We cannot talk about it is concerning though, right? How many of them are twins?
I think it's interesting to ask questions about it.
It's certainly.
I think there's something there.
I think it's weird how mad people get at you if you ask questions about it.
Yeah, the Geminis of Crete, they call them, and we're not allowed to ask.
We're not allowed to just say, hey, that's a weirdly high rate of twins among that population. Yeah. What's going on?
Is it for scams?
Is it for ripping us off with marriage scams, possibly?
Yes. Is it possibly for maybe common law marrying our producer so I can't get in trouble?
Is it so that we marry one of them and then later we find out that we married the other one and now we're a bigamist again?
Yeah. The Greeks and their bigamy.
Say what you like about the Italians. At least it's one or six.
It's one or six. Get in. You roll 1d6. It's like too much light makes the baby get married.
Litter.
Yeah,
and people don't like it when I refer to large Italian families as litters, but...
Yeah, but grow up, keep an open mind, you're hunting ghosts. It's time to get into the unknown.
Bryce...
With Doctor Who, Quantum Breach, Continuum, Refit, Assimilations, Wars, Possessive.
Possessive.
Who do you think Refit Assimilation War is?
So, somebody made a fan trailer called Doctor Who Quantum Breach that was a Star Trek Next Generation crossover thing.
Okay.
I watched that trailer. They take a moment when the Peter Capaldi Doctor Who plays guitar and make it sound like he's playing a very bad cover of the Star Trek theme.
Okay. I'm not going to stop you right there. I'm laughing already.
It's very funny. I actually had to stop watching it because my gut bust.
It sounds laughing. Well, then you might become a ghost. You might get the big G.
I don't actually believe in ghosts.
You believe in Ghost, though.
The movie?
Hmm?
So Assimilation Wars does make me think. I mean, there is some assimilation in Doctor Who. There's like the Cybermen, right?
Sure. As we all
know. You can get turned into a Cyberman. In a way
that the Graveyard Angels. I listen to that podcast all the time.
Weeping Angels.
What letter does weeping not begin with?
25 of them. What?
Yeah. So one of them being the operative one being G.
What a weird fucking question. Term of art.
The
what letter doesn't this start with? There are 25 answers more in Cyrillic. Cyrillic? Cyrillic.
Cyrillic, the opposite, the operative one being G. I feel like that was pretty good of Bryce Salad just to pull it out.
Sure.
For a Doctor Who based podcast from the Shit Network.
Term of art. Doctor Who, Quantum Breach, also Continuum is also a Star Trek word because of the Q Continuum, who there are a lot of people who speculate that the Doctor and Q would have a really fun time together.
I like to speculate that it would be really, 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 really fun.
Which Doctor would you like to see hang out with Q the most from Doctor Who?
Oh, the unnerving one from 28 Days Later.
Oh, sure. Yeah. The villain of Morbius.
Yeah, the villain of Morbius. Or the one, the scarf one. The one who's always hot all the time.
Oh, yeah. So you were saying hot temperature-wise, but a lot of people wanted to fuck that long scarf doctor.
Did they really? The one who looks like a forgotten stooge?
I'm afraid he is a bit of a sex symbol. Harpo
Marx?
Yeah.
Huh. The Harpo Marx, Doctor Who, is a sex symbol?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Charismatic, weird. You know? Charismatic.
Oh, I thought you said asthmatic, you know, for a second. I was like, yeah, no,
could
I get
been.
It.
Don't know how he breathed.
Yeah. Well, did he die from the big P?
There's no way to know. I mean, I can check.
Oh, it is not weird.
Scarf Doctor Who.
Scarf
how
Doctor
he
Who.
Die.
Asthmatic?
Scarf Doctor Who does give you. Ooh, the BBC has him listed as the iconic Doctor, which is a real fuck you.
That is a real fuck you to the unnerving guy from 28 Days Later.
Or Purple Man.
Yeah, Purple Man. The little nebbish twit.
Still alive.
That's fucked up. That can't be true.
Term of art.
That can't be true.
Term of art.
Term of art. That is fucked. Yeah, we're sorry, children. It's good for kids to learn about swearing from terms of art rather than from the playground.
What do you think Refit's doing in this title? Refit, Assimilation Wars Possessive.
Yeah, the possessive is my favorite part, but Refit is a nice contender.
I mean, the possessive is very good. Assimilation War apostrophe S.
Yeah. Or Refit Assimilation War is.
True. Could be a contraction.
Yeah, a contraction. But yeah, Refit is pretty odd here.
Does that suggest that they wrote a previous one and now they're like refitting it or something?
Like a pee trap in a toilet? Yeah, maybe.
Oh, Big ZD told me that he had his cat had another pee incident.
Oh, another pee trap. Fell into the pee trap.
This one Big ZD wasn't involved in. Big ZD's wife, whose name is Olivia. Because all podcasters' wives are named Olivia.
Yeah, unless they don't have wives.
Gross. Oh, you were...
Suckers.
You were targeting me with that.
No,
but I'm
no,
still
was,
technically married to...
I was targeting Kay, but the... who was on that
I don't know who that is.
There's
25 other letters it could be.
I know. Well, which one? G is the operative one.
Like G did? You'll like die G like did. G did?
Like G did. Like G did. Yeah.
Stupid.
Tell me about this piss.
Gary, what a stupid fucking show this is.
Tell me about this cat piss. I'd like to know more about this incident.
Apparently, Big ZD's wife had gotten done peeing, and the lid was, and then for some reason lifted, I don't know, the lid must have been down. Why would she ever lift the lid?
That's really, how did you get on this podcast without getting to the bottom of that first?
And then,
that would have kept me up.
And then, the cat was chasing a bug.
Okay.
And this is the smaller cat, Andolf. And jumped into the, full-on jumped into the toilet.
Oh, no.
That had not had a chance to be flushed yet.
Had a little California hot tub.
Had a little, is that what it's called?
Yeah, we call that the California hot tub.
Doctor Who, Quantum Breach Continuum, community. Refit Assimilation, War Apostrophe. Why is this page on this wiki? Genuine question, Bryce Salad, do you think?
There's currently no text on the page. So
I know.
It's difficult to find out why.
I'm asking for This is our popular segment, Bryce's base speculation.
Bryce, the ghost hunter.
Bassier? Huh? More bass in your voice, please, for this part.
Bryce, the ghost hunter, is taking a look.
Daddy like you. Term of art.
It is a term of art. I'm not sure why this is on there. It feels like perhaps it's a glitch from the different wiki.
It's Google. Google grabs it. Google, like, this is indexed.
Grabbed by the Googles is my favorite British ghost hunting game.
Rabbed by the Oogles, I think you mean. But, like, was someone... Just what combination of button presses caused this?
Yeah. It does feel like the kind of thing that could happen with just one button press, just in the wrong spot.
Bryce, I have to point out how many buttons you need simply to... You have to shift... Getting that apostrophe isn't easy. That's a shift button.
No, I don't mean typing this. I mean tying it to this wiki.
I don't know.
There's a drag down where you put it in the right wiki.
But it's not in any other wiki.
That's the weird part.
It doesn't appear in any other place on Wikia.
And there's no content in it as well. So somebody just made the title, attached it to the ghost wiki, and then left.
Doctor Who, : Quantum Breach, Continuum, misspelled, : Refit Assimilation, War, apostrophe, S.
Continuum. Continue. Of course, because we're in Everything to Ghost, we have to go to our final.
We can never think, Bryce, we can never think about Doctor Who, Quantum Breach, Continuum, Refit, Assimilation, War, apostrophe, S ever again. That actually makes me kind of sad.
I feel like we said the final word on it. I don't think that there's a whole lot more to learn about it. And if people are going to now, hopefully, when people Google that, they'll get this podcast. And they'll get some added context.
You mean we'll get some added money so that we can hire a third janitor?
Yeah, I've been leaving big messes. I leave big sloppy plates of spaghetti and that powdery, like, American Parmesan cheese everywhere. I'm trying to lure her into the office, if I'm being honest.
Who?
Our producer.
My ex-wife? Technically not, because I haven't signed the papers and I won't, and you can't make me?
Current wife, yeah. The Sicilian sensation.
Whose name is Unlimited Pasta.
But I know her as Pasta Fajul.
Sure,
that's
the apps.
That's who I fell in love with.
In love?
In the, I went on to online and put an Italian app, and it just gave me a bunch of things for antipasta, and I was like, no, I want pasta. But then I clarified my search, and it gave me Tinder, but just for Sicilian ladies who are with similar cultures out of wedlock with podcasting partners.
Known for their costumed onstage presence, Ghost's members, except for the lead vocalist, are known as Nameless Ghouls. The lead singer has performed under the persona of Papa Emeritus, a character known for its demonic anti-pope imagery, while changing this for subsequent tours.
That's more interesting than I thought it would be.
They went for 11 years before the lead singer revealed his actual name.
Was it a good reveal? I feel like whenever that happens...
No, it's because he started getting sued for royalties. So they had to start putting his real name on stuff.
This is our time for our famous weekly segment about when will somebody fucking sue the resident... Term of art. Sue the residents so we can find their real names.
I would absolutely love... I would also like Yoko Taro to finally get sued so I can see that face.
I've been trying to sue him for a long time.
It's hard. He moves very fast and is hard to serve papers.
Well, you try to serve him papers and he just goes tee-hee and runs away in his little moon bowl.
Which, like, is really smart, Bryce. Like, that's really, like, you're saying that like it's just an irritating thing that happens in relation to his art. Like, it's like almost built around deliberate irritation that he goes hee-hee and runs away. But that's actually the art.
I don't find art because he's evading justice.
No, but your feeling of frustration is artistic. That's what's good about it.
But it's evading justice, and I would like him to suffer.
Near a Thomas,
you don't seem to understand how my motivations here. I don't care about art. I just want him to suffer.
The bit right at the end of Near Automata is clever.
There's a clever bit somewhere. I'm sure there's a clever thing in his horny gachapon game. Jerk off, losers. Enjoy your bullshit. Term of art. Of course, we're talking about the shadow creatures here.
Yeah, we have. I'm almost a little disappointed that we've actually landed on some Ghost of the Movie lore here.
Yeah, But it's pretty good lore. Now, you've never seen the movie Ghost since you were a little kid. As you know, that still remains true.
I didn't see it as a little kid. Big Ziti saw it as a little kid.
Oh, yes.
I've never seen it.
You've only heard about it secondhand from Big Ziti seeing it as a little kid, as you know, as remains true. I rewatched a clip with these things.
I might have. Big Ziti might have also watched the movie clips 10 Carl Bruner's End on YouTube today.
We watched the exact same movie clip, me and Big Ziti. These things look like shit.
They look like such shit, dude. Term like, of art.
Yeah. They're not very good looking, which makes me feel like...
This was such a successful movie, dude. This movie made so much money. And that literally looks like someone went in with a Sharpie and drew on the individual frames of the film.
It's real Microsoft Paint over the individual frames, making it a little ghouly. Now, one of our famous taglines on this podcast is that 36 years old today, they're probably doing the post-VFX stuff. You know,
they were probably, and maybe there was like a fire, or maybe someone got a bad call about their son getting hit in the head with a ball at Little League, and they had to go.
Something happened to interrupt.
Because they, by the time you're in like full Little League, they're throwing those balls so fast, and they're so hard.
Yeah, and you could die.
And that's why, like, Big Ziti's parents were like, no, this child is too afraid of the baseball. He's not going. He's Coach Pitch was enough.
Yeah, being afraid of baseball is one of the big things that'll stop you from doing Little League or regular league.
Because it's going to hurt very bad if the baseball hits you.
Yeah. And being afraid of pain is only natural, which is a good thing to teach your children.
Charlie Sheen throws that sucker like 130 miles an hour in the movie. And he's not accurate. Famously.
No. Now, we all, the scene where this guy dies that we've watched here, where they bring him to hell. If you were going to be dragged to hell.
Mm-hmm. And I will be. I don't believe in ghosts, but I do believe in hell.
Don't you want to be by one of these, like, goofy critters? Like, wouldn't you not, I think it would put some levity in the situation. Like, you'd expect it to be, like, a scary demon, but it'd just be one of these MS Paint. Sharpie monsters?
Carl Bruner doesn't seem... like they make noises that sound like they're eating him.
Yeah. Scratch, 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 scratch. That's just their lifting noises, apparently, because canonically they take you to hell.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, Carl Bruner really fucks up, huh?
Yeah. He fucks up, and then you end up with our main character, played by Patrick Swayze. We haven't gotten to the character's entry yet on the wiki.
Don't know who it is. Who's that?
Don't know who it is. Really kind of over, you know, fucks up, kills him on accident. He's trying to scare him and ends up slicing him with a window.
Like, obviously, I thought for a second, I was like, oh, this is interesting. Maybe he's like going like full poltergeist. And that's like, that would be an interesting turn for the end of this movie, is this idea that like, once you've died, all of your emotions become outsized. Like, you can only focus on the trauma of your death. So he's like, you know.
It's like a White Wolf game.
Yeah, the intensity of his feelings for his wife and the intensity of his anger at his death are warring with each other and turning him into a monster. But no, he knocks over a scaffold and then this idiot throws a hook at nobody. Rube Goldberg's himself into getting the Omen.
It's very similar to the waiter in that episode of The Simpsons.
It's basically Omen himself.
Hey, do you think, speaking of wife, do you think Demi Moore is Sicilian?
Name doesn't make it sound like it.
Yeah, I know, but I've learned a lot to trust names recently.
Doesn't sound like anything that's either on the menu at the Olive Garden or Mad Greek.
It sounds like something that comes in a can of stew, if we're being honest.
Oh, you're thinking of Dinty Moore.
Well, that's what it sounds like. Like a big can of Demi Moore.
Or it sounds like you're going to Demi Glaze.
It could sound like Demi Glaze. That's true. But Moore is actually a homonym for it. It sounds a lot more like Demi Moore. Only one letter off.
It's not easy. It's several letters off.
Was she named by for the stew, do you think?
Let me check. Let me text Big Ziti.
Because if not, that's a really big coincidence. I'm just asking questions. We're trying to keep it in mind.
The names aren't as similar as you're acting.
Pretty similar.
After Dinty
as I'm
Moore.
Acting. Good
beef.
Acting.
Stew. I'll just throw in a cause of death here.
Demi Moore beef stew. Just throw that in there and see what happens.
We have the two top entries. I have safe search off, or Big ZD has safe search off for reasons.
Good.
Top entry, Wikipedia page for Demi Moore. Demi Jean Moore is an American actress. Nothing there. Second,
nothing about being a stew.
The comic origins of Dinty Moore Beef Stew.
Okay.
From are the those takeout. In the actress? Oh, from the takeout.
Oh, hey. The website that Big ZD's.
Did Marty write this? No, lost? Josh Wusso.
I just put Demi Moore Beef Stew into Google, and it thinks I was trying to spell Dinty Moore.
Dinty Moore was a guy, Bryce.
Was it Demi Moore's father? Demi Moore Beef Stew at Walmart.
James Dinty Moore died in... Oh, this website's performing a security verification. Died in 1952.
Okay, so plenty of time to give birth to the hot Sicilian we all know and love.
Dinty Moore, the corned beef and cabbage king, is dead. James H. Moore, 83, owner of the famous Dinty Moore's restaurant near Times Square, died of a blood clot yesterday. Big ZD was madly in love with a woman who died of the BC. In his apartment above the restaurant, he had been ill for a year. Moore, born in New York of Irish parents. Nothing bad to say about the Irish. Oh, okay. Was once a pushcart food peddler and opened a restaurant in 1908, specializing in such dishes as corned beef and cabbage and Irish stew. His table soon became frequented by New York theatrical and sports celebrities and other notables. A close friend and customer, cartoonist George McManus, gave him the nickname Dinty and helped perpetuate it in the comic strip Bringing Up Father. Moore later adopted the name for his restaurant.
Oh.
That's from the
Madera
Tribune.
And then later
gave
birth to a daughter.
Yes. Who was only, because of how genetics works, only half of his DNA, and that's why they named her Demi.
Yeah, makes sense. If people like this show, they should go to...
I'm unsurprised. We get, what, 125,000 on the Patreon every month?
It's pretty big. And we don't pay the janitor. They do that for experience.
He's getting so much exposure.
He's getting a lot of pasta I leave on the floor and a lot of parm.
Yeah, even though you've asked him not to pick it up, since you're trying to construct a trap to lure in our producer, who initially kind of sounded like it was a stand-in for a different producer on a different podcast. But now I would be uncomfortable if that parallel continued to be drawn.
That never occurred to me, Bryce Salad.
Really?
I was so enmeshed in the fiction.
What fiction?
That the fiction of the movie Ghost.
Oh, I forgot. Wait. Ghost is fictional?
Ghost is semi-fictional. It's based on a true story.
And you'll learn more about that next week on the next episode of Everything to Ghost, which at this exact moment, doing another week of this, is pretty funny in my mind. Given how well this one has gone, it's pretty funny to imagine trying to sustain another week of it.
Let me send Sloppy Lasagna a text real quick to ask him to tell his producer on the Shit Network that Bryce Salad was not thinking about hitting on the producer of the Shit Network, but was actually thinking about the producer on the Stuff You Should Know podcast for some reason. I can't tell you why.
You didn't have to say. Bryce didn't have to text the last line about an odd sexual fixation that someone might have on the producer of Stuff You Should Know.
I was trying to figure it out. I am also a stranger here.
Is here your own mind?
Yes. I was pointing at my head when I said that.
Okay.
If you like the show, you should go to the Friends of the Library sale and see if they have a copy of Ghost on DVD. They
do. Just look, literally, look on the spine. There's still, I think they still mark Dewey Decimal Codes, 818.54.
I mean, back in the day, that was good. Now you're going to get a whole lot of, like, canceled and, like, Rob Schneider books about the Pledge of Allegiance and stuff. Like,
oh, yeah, Rogan's probably got a book.
Yeah, like, you know, it's no longer a sure thing. So
just buy keep an open Dave mind. Barry, Dave Barry's still working. Go buy a Dave Barry collection.
It's crazy. That guy's got to be like 90 now.
I mean, being in the Rock Bottom Remainders keeps you young.
Barry, watch. Barry watch.
Watch.
When's he going to go?
Die?
Gonna go?
When's he going to go?
When's he going to go? When's he going to go? When's he going to go? Go, go.
He's only 78. He's only 78.
He's 78 years young.